This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Sunday COVID-19 has shaken India. He is urging his people to get vaccinated and not be swayed by any rumors about the vaccines. India's health ministry recorded 350,000 new coronavirus cases on Sunday. No single country has dealt with as many infections in one day during the nearly 14-month global pandemic, not even the U.S. or Brazil. India sets a 24-hour record high for a fourth straight day, and public health officials warn the figures are likely undercounted. U.S. President Joe Biden was among United States officials pledging help on Sunday. Britain, France, and Germany also say they will send aid, as will India's arch foe, Pakistan. Hollywood's biggest night is underway this hour in Los Angeles, California. China native Chloe Zhao was named Best Director at the Oscars on Sunday in a historic win. Zhao is the first Asian woman and only the second woman ever to take home the trophy. The 39-year-old won for Nomadland. Britain's Daniel Kaluuya won for Best Supporting Actor for his role in Judas and the Black Messiah. The Oscars is the first award show to roll out the red carpet during the pandemic. Many movie and film A-listers are dressed up and in person for the 93rd Academy Awards, but no audience. And some stars and award winners are joining via satellite, including several non-American nominees. The movie Mank has the most nominations, and Nomadland is the favorite in several top categories. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan says 12 policemen were killed in two separate attacks Sunday, including seven officers who were ambushed by the Taliban. The Interior Ministry said earlier on Sunday the Taliban have carried out six suicide attacks and 62 bombings over the past 10 days, killing more than 60 civilians and wounding 180. The violence comes as the top U.S. military commander in Afghanistan says work has begun to withdraw the remaining American forces as ordered by President Joe Biden this month. Albania's opposition claimed victory after a parliamentary election on Sunday, but the ruling party says it's too soon to call a result. The election is seen as crucial to the country's hopes of European Union membership, and observers say voting day passed without any major hitches following a wild campaign. There was sniping between the candidates in the run-up and a deadly gunfight between rival supporters. Albania's Socialist Prime Minister Edi Rama was seeking a third term against a dozen parties united behind the main opposition Democrats. The country's election commission says official results could take up to 2 days. Close allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny say they will continue their work despite threats of being outlawed under extremism charges. Moscow City Court is expected to rule in a few days on a request from a Moscow prosecutor to officially outlaw Navalny's political movement, the Anti-Corruption Foundation, on the grounds that it's an extremist group. That would give authorities the legal power to arrest and jail his supporters and block their bank accounts simply for being a member of the group. The chief of staff of Navalny's team said on Sunday the group would continue its work, including investigations into corruption. Navalny was jailed in February for 2.5 years on charges he calls politically motivated. On Friday, he said he would end a hunger strike after getting medical care. Gunfire was heard across Somalia's capital on Sunday between soldiers loyal to the government and others angry at their leader's extended stay in power. Somalia's Homeland Security Minister expressed condolences to victims but didn't say how many people had been killed or wounded. And the British Royal Navy says a fleet of warships and military aircraft billed as the largest concentration of maritime and air power to leave the UK in a generation will depart next month for visits to India, Japan, South Korea, and Singapore in a display of Britain's ambition for a stronger presence in Asia. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting remotely, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.